Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How about, seriously, last night we saw Michigan State get bent over in the Breslin in East Lansing, right? Duke killed him. And I mean, I haven't seen Izzo's team. I mean, have you noticed they're losing all these games they play? Every big game they play, they lose.
What a shame.
Yeah. And then tonight, Roy Williams, North Carolina Tar Heels in this Big Ten ACC Challenge are just absolutely taking it in the garage. Look at the fans.
Look at them leaving.
Pouring out of the Dean
Dome. 4 minutes left in the game, walking out.
They're down 21. They're getting smacked by Ohio State in Chapel Hill. Have you ever seen Roy Williams lose a game by 20 at home to anyone? Duke doesn't even beat them by 21 there ever. Because those games are usually tight, but I've never seen a Big Ten team go in there and whack them. I mean, they just look terrible. And they were 6-1 going into this game. And didn't Michigan run them out of the gym in Atlantis? That's where they beat them. That's where Michigan got even with them. They beat them 73-64 at Atlantis. Then they turned around and beat Oregon by 4. But tonight they got smoked. I mean, this game's over. It's even worse now. It's 71-48. They are, just killing them. Can you even believe that? When have you ever seen Tom Izzo and Roy Williams having people park cars in their garage on their home floor before ever? Seriously, like just killing them. I mean, Duke wiped them out last night. If you ask me, 87-75. You lose by 12 to Duke at home, you got whacked. And then tonight, to see North Carolina losing like this, to me, is just craziness. Now, I know Greg Anthony's kid's having a decent game, 15 points, but it doesn't matter when you lose. I've never seen them look like this at home. I don't remember ever seeing a North Carolina team coached by Roy Williams look this bad. I mean, and I saw the Michigan game, too. I didn't think they looked good that night either. I thought they looked terrible. And they look worse tonight. It's crazy. I mean, I'm sure they'll recover and play in the Elite Eight. But, you know, you wonder about all these early season big games, these ACC Big Ten Challenge, the holiday tournaments, Atlantis, Maui, all these big, shows they put on for the public of these massive matchups early in the season. They're great for the fans, great for the viewers, no doubt great for the ratings and television and everything else. But at the end of the day, if you play in them and get whacked, what does it do for you? Now, I said last night, if Michigan State loses these big games early in the season, which they've lost multiple big games already, that in my opinion they have. So, you're telling me, I mean, they're 5-3, and they're only 2-1 at home at the Breslin. They lose last night. They've already lost. They lost to Virginia Tech. They lost to Duke. They lost to Kentucky. They got lucky against Seton Hall. Remember that game? Seton Hall blew that game.
And they had a drive down, less than 30 seconds left. That should have been a foul call. They let it go, and then Michigan State holds on for the win.
They barely beat Georgia and UCLA. I mean, UCLA, they handled better than Georgia. But last night, they lose. So, that's the question. Why are they losing to all these teams? Why are they playing in all these big games and losing every game? Every big game they play, they lose. I don't consider the game against Georgia a big game. And frankly, the days of UCLA mattering in college basketball have long since passed, haven't they? So, but Virginia Tech, Buzz has got a good team there. They're tough. Seton Hall's tough, but they can never get over that final peak of the mountain. You know what I mean? They're always climbing the mountain, Seton Hall, but they can never get to the top. And then Kentucky's always good, and they kick their ass. I don't know. Is all of the – because I've always said if you play all these big games early, that late in the season it's going to pay off when you kick everyone's ass that's good. You play them twice. You play them again. You play all these big games. Eventually you're going to get something out of it. You're going to be better than everybody else at the end of the day because they got a bunch of games. You know, once the Big Ten schedule starts, you know, they'll rough up Rutgers first. They play them next, Michigan State, then at Northwestern. Then they have a couple of candy-ass games with Eastern Michigan and Western Michigan. Then Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, Purdue, and et cetera, the rest of the Big Ten conference season. I told you before, they'll end up winning the Big Ten. But I don't know the way Michigan's playing. You know, I mean, let's face facts. There's, you know, Maryland, Indiana, Ohio State, and Michigan, Penn State are all, even Illinois, even Rutgers has a better record than Michigan State. At what point do people start saying, what is going on with Tom Izzo's Spartans? They were preseason number one, and they flat out suck. Do they not? I mean, they are just not getting it done at all. I mean, they're at the bottom of, literally toward the bottom. They're in the lower half of the Big Ten right now. Now, I know they haven't played Big Ten games and everything, but you understand, they're losing all these games. They better turn it around because right now, all these teams, Maryland, Indiana, Ohio State, Michigan, frankly, and Penn State, I'm not worried about Penn State at this point. You can quote me on that, too. Illinois, Iowa, I'm not really worried about those teams, but... You better be worried about Maryland. And Indiana's playing good basketball. I was surprised that they beat Florida State the way they did last night.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.